Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. After this, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land, or on the sea, or on any tree. When I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God, he called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from the tribes of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. We've just come through some pretty intense stuff in Revelation 6, right? The seals were broken, the four horsemen rode, and we saw the earth shaken to its core with everyone, from kings to slaves, terrified and desperately trying to hide from the wrath of God and the Lamb. It felt like the world was truly unraveling. But then, as we turn to Revelation 7, there's this incredible strategic pause in the action. It's like the music suddenly shifts from a terrifying crescendo to a moment of quiet, deliberate preparation. John sees four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, that no wind might blow on earth or sea or against any tree. These angels are holding back destructive forces, indicating that judgment is powerful and comprehensive, but they are commanded to wait. Why? Because there's something, or rather someone, vitally important that needs to happen first. Another angel comes from the east, carrying the seal of the living God. And he cries out with a loud voice to the four angels, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." This is a crucial intervention. Before the final devastating judgments are unleashed, God makes sure his own are marked for protection. This sealing isn't about physical invulnerability, but about spiritual security and preservation through the coming judgments. It's God's unmistakable mark of ownership and protection, a visible declaration of who belongs to him. Then John hears the number of those who are sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. What follows is a specific listing of 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, there's been a lot of discussion over the centuries about who exactly these 144,000 represent. Some interpret this literally as 144,000 ethnic Jews. Others see it symbolically representing the complete number of God's redeemed people from all ages, the church. Regardless of whether you lean towards a literal or symbolic interpretation, the main point of this passage is profoundly comforting and powerful. In the midst of escalating global judgment, God meticulously, intentionally, and personally marks his own people for preservation. This passage reminds us that God is not haphazard. He knows precisely who his people are. This section serves a powerful assurance for us today. When the world around us seems to be unraveling, when moral decay deepens, or when natural disasters strike, it's easy for us to feel lost or afraid. But Revelation 7, 1 through 8 reminds us that God has a sovereign plan and a meticulous care for his own. He puts a pause on the worst of the storm to ensure his people are secured. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1, 13 through 14, as a guarantee of our inheritance. We are known by him, protected by him, and preserved for his ultimate purposes. No matter how fierce the winds of trial become, God's mark of ownership is upon us, and his ultimate protection is guaranteed. It's a moment of profound comfort and affirmation in the midst of cosmic upheaval. Will you pray with me? In a world that often feels chaotic and uncertain, I find immense comfort and knowing that you seal and preserve your own. Thank you for marking me as yours. Help me to live with confidence and peace.